Friday, y'all, and y'all know what Friday means. It's Fun Friday, and we are hyped tonight. The mothership is getting ready. The mothership is getting ready. Are you ready to join the ride with the mothership? I hope you are, you know, because the mothership is going to do some things tonight. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Fun Friday. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and you're listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you want to tell a joke, tell me something that happened to you during the week, hey, call me, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or hit me up in my chat room. Just go to your local social media site that you use, log in, and join us in the chat room. You'd be surprised what you might hear. Heck, you may even learn something, right? Woo! All right, now, you know, before we get started, now, y'all know, you got to go and get that drink ready. Go on and get that drink ready for the toast, that middle break toast to the mothership as it takes off. I know. Hey, check it out, y'all. How your week been, huh? Did y'all have a good week? I know I had a good week because I stayed inside the air conditioner all week because, you know, it's hot as fire out there. You know what I mean? It's just hot out there, man. Woo. I know. It's just hot. I know some of y'all are like, it's hot. Yeah. It's 100 degrees here where I'm at. That's hot. I don't care where you live at. 100 degrees? Man. That makes some things bubble on your body. You hear me? And if you ain't got no good deodorant, we'll find out about it because you stink. You know what? I'm not even getting started yet, y'all. I'm not even getting started. But you know what? Now, here we go. I'm about to get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, here it come, here it come, here it come. Ho, ho, ho. Let's get started, y'all. Hey, y'all ever had that friend? You go somewhere with them, but you never been at their house? Huh? Have you been that way? You never been at their house? And then they invite you over? Right, they invite you over. So you go and, you know, you and from the outside, the house look spectacular. You're like, wow, you really live here? You know, and they're like, yeah, I live here. So, you know, so you get ready to go in the house. And then before they open the door, first thing they say is, excuse me, you have to forgive the mess. So you're like, okay, you know, all right. Then you walk in the house, a mess. What you talking about a mess? This is nasty. Ain't no mess going on in here. You just living nasty. You living foul. Huh? You got your little friends running all over the wall and the floors. And then you got another time. Would you want something to drink? Hell no, I don't want nothing to drink out your nasty behind house. Let alone, and you ever, look, you ever had to be there and you had to use the bathroom real bad, but the house so nasty, you hate to try to go in that bathroom because you know what might happen. So you sitting there holding it, trying to think of an excuse so you can get the heck up out of there. Oh, Lord. I mean, you know you're bringing somebody over your house. I mean, if you're nasty, you're just nasty. Fine, keep your bedroom nasty if you just want to be nasty. But the whole house, how you going to ask somebody they want something to drink and you got dishes in the sink from 3 weeks ago? That's just downright nasty. Hell, I don't want to drink nowhere out of that. I'm serious. Got clothes everywhere. I know. And they inviting you in the house. Come on. Do you want something to drink? Do you want something to eat? No. What I want you to do is call the garbage man so he can come and collect this damn house. That's right. It's so nasty, y'all. Just put the whole house in the garbage truck. That's how nasty the house is. I'm telling you. How can people live like that? And then they want to invite somebody to come in. And anybody go up there and live like that, you nasty with them. That's right. That's just nasty, y'all. Can you imagine? Wow. I can't even imagine nothing like that. Because that's just, oh my goodness, just downright filthy. Filthy. I know, but it's nasty, right? But there are some people, you know, you got some people in your family live like that. Don't act like y'all all proper and prim and stuff. That's right. You know you got somebody in your family live just like that. That's why you don't go over their house. That's why there's never a family get together at their house. You already know they live in foul. That's right. They live in foul. They nasty as heck. You're scared to fart in there because if you fart in the house, hell, it may blow up. Because there's so much filth in there, you don't know what kind of gases they got flowing around. So go on and sit there and fart, because you know after a while your stomach get the bubbling, and you know you got to let it out. Well, don't let it out in that nasty-ass house, because you know what? So something liable to blow up. That's how nasty the house is. So if you're going to fart, if you got to fart, man, go outside and fart, okay? Don't fart in their house, because you liable to blow the whole house up because it's so nasty. Heck, that's right. Heck, yeah. Look, the house is so nasty, they probably don't know who in the heck they got in the house anyway. They stuff is all over the place. They go in their own house and be finding people coming up from under all the trash. You know what I mean? Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm just saying, y'all. Wait, it's Fun Friday. We just getting started. I'm just telling you, we getting started. So fasten up. Fasten them seatbelts. Hey, because you know the mothership going to ride tonight. I'm letting you know now that mothership is going to ride. So I hope you're ready for it. Huh? Y'all, let me tell you what happened. Now, you know, I did a show a little while ago about stop naming your children these old crazy behind names. Now, okay, I know there's people out there naming their kids after seasons, you know, naming their kids after stars, naming their kids after drinks, naming their kids after them trees. I know this, okay? And I know there's some people naming their children after days of the week. You know, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I ain't ran into no Saturdays and Sundays yet, but I'm sure they out there. But for the first time, y'all, for the first time, let me tell you what name I ran across. And I had to hear it twice, okay? I ran into somebody that said their name was Tamar. Let me say it again, Tamar. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, you want to know what her real name was? Her real name was Tomorrow. Who the heck gonna name your child Tomorrow? You know why they got named Tomorrow? Because she was so ugly. Her daddy told her mama, when you get better tomorrow, I'm gonna knock the hell out of you. That's how ugly that baby was. So the baby got named Tomorrow. We gonna come back tomorrow and look at it again. Maybe it don't look so bad. I know, right? All right, y'all. I'm not advocating no violence. But I mean, really, why would you name your child Tomorrow? Why not name it today? Tomorrow not promised. Ain't that what they say? Oh, Lord. Really? I think it was, we'll come back tomorrow and take another look, because today this child is ugly. That child can't come from my loins. We'll come back tomorrow. I tell you, man, you know, why you name your child Tomorrow out of everything in the world, Tomorrow? Heck, why wait till tomorrow? Just say next year or something. Huh? Oh, Lord have mercy. I laugh at my own jokes. You ain't got to laugh at my jokes. I laugh at them too, because I think they're funny. If I didn't think they were funny, I wouldn't tell you. Nah. Oh, my God. Are you practicing your own comedy act on us? Or do you just laugh at your own jokes? I'm laughing at my own jokes because y'all ain't got to laugh. I can't hear you laughing, so I'm going to laugh myself. Nah. Get a grip. It's my show. It's Fun Friday. Though you don't want to play with me on Fun Friday now. You don't want to do that. Hey, y'all, I'm talking to somebody in the chat room. They trying to challenge me up in here. They don't want to do that, do they? Huh? OMG. What the heck is OMG? Why can't you just spell out Oh, I forgot. You can't spell. So that's why you have to go OMG. Now, if you had to spell the whole word out, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. And it's not that many letters. You silly puppy. Don't play with the big dogs, girl. You're going to get bit. I'm telling you. You're going to get bit because I'm in a biting mood. Hey, y'all, what y'all drinking out there tonight? Let me know what y'all drinking. Hey, tonight's show is brought to you by, drum roll, please, Four Loko. Well, if you're not old enough, you don't need to drink it. I'm just telling you. Oh, somebody talking about Wolf. All right, Wolf. Yeah, Wolf, you better get to a growl. You're talking about Wolf. Hey, y'all, speaking of Wolf, check this out. Gentlemen, ladies, I got a question for you. Now, ladies, when you out there, you know, you getting your swerve on with your man. I got a question. Why the heck are y'all calling, you know, oh, daddy. You know what that do to a man? He have to stop on me and be like, daddy? Who the hell is daddy? My name is Eric. So who you calling daddy? You have to stop and look behind you like, somebody behind me I need to be careful about? Oh, daddy. What the heck? My name is Eric, and I told you one time before. Call me daddy again. And you know what you do then? Say my name, huh? Say my name. Boy, I tell you, be calling people out there, the daddy, call them out their name. What the heck is that? I know. I'm wrong for that, right? I ain't wrong for that. I'm not wrong. Because, see, why you calling people out their name? Huh? You know that. Well, some of you may not know what that man's name is. And if you don't know what that man's name is, I don't know why you laying down with him, you nasty heifer. You nasty joker. Now, I'm just going to say it. Because I don't. It's Fun Friday. I can say what I want to. Now. So if you got a problem with that, oh, well. Keep calling him daddy. Keep calling him daddy. Why don't y'all make him call your mama? Say, oh, mama. And how you like that? How you like that now? Huh? Okay. All right. We're going to move on from that. Yeah, let me tell you something. We got a master criminal walking around here, and we really got to watch out for this criminal, because what they stole can really hurt a whole lot of us. You know what that is? I'm going to tell you. I mean, when I say hurt a whole lot of us, I mean hurt a whole lot of us. I'll let you think about that mass criminal. I want to talk about something else. Ladies, I know, you know, we done talked about all this other people's stuff on you, between them bat wings you have on your eyes and stuff. But let's talk about this weed. All right. Now, I know y'all, some of y'all can't afford to go to the stylist and get the weed done. So, you know, you have your girlfriends do it. But let me tell you something. If you're going to have your girlfriends do it, please make sure they do it right. They glue it in right, sew it in right, whatever. Do not have somebody put weave in your head and it's in the top of your head when you bend down. Look like you're looking at a dang on donut. In the middle, it's just a big circle with just skin in it. And I mean, it's not a small circle either. It's like you can take a golf ball and play golf with it. See if you can't get the golf ball in the hole. What kind of stylist did you go to? And if you paid more than $10 for it, you need to go back and see them. That's right. You got all this long flowing hair, and you bend your head down, and you see nothing but a scalp. That's right. And you know what about the scalp, y'all? It's got dandruff on it. That makes it even worse. Now, you know, you have something. At least you can do is wash your nasty hair, right? And come on, y'all. Let's be real about this. Can you at least do that? Or get some of that, you know what though? You know that rubber stuff they sell on TV? You know, they're supposed to fix everything? Yeah. Get some of that and spray it in there. At least it look dark. That's right. Then you ain't got to worry about it. Hey, hopefully it'll stop all that dandruff you got going on. That's right. I'm just saying, y'all. Because, you know, it happens like that. It really does. And when it happens like that, there's nothing you can do. What you going to do about it? You don't know it because she sure ain't telling you, right? Okay, check this out. You know what? I am so glad the summertime, summer is coming to an end. I'm going to tell you why. I am so tired of looking at these hammer toes walking around here. I mean, when I say hammer toes, look like they can beat a brick and break the brick in half. That's how bad these feet look. Then you got the nail talking about you going to get a pedicure. Where you going at, huh? The gravel shop? Because that's the only thing we got to handle your dang on feet. Toes all hard, hair coming off the joints and carrying on. I'm sorry. And you got the nail talking about, can you suck my feet? Heck no, I ain't sucking them things. I may dang on, you may break my jaw with them dang on teeth. No damn feet. I'm telling you. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all crazy out there. You know what? Y'all crazy. And y'all just be letting me go on and on and on. And you know what? That's okay. Because that's what I do. Hey, check this out. Did y'all see the end of the president's speech the other night when all the families were coming on was coming on stage and giving hugs and stuff. Did y'all see how Biden hugged Michelle? Look, Michelle was trying to give Biden one of them old church hugs. You know how you just lean away and pat him on the back? But Biden wasn't trying to have that. Y'all hear me? If you don't believe me, go and look again. Biden was pulling Michelle close, and as close as he can get her. Michelle's trying to move, and he whispering in her ear, "Y'all don't think something going on out there with those two, do you?" You don't think something going on with those two? It may not be with Michelle, but Biden sure trying. Oh, I'm not wrong for that. Y'all go and look at the tape. Look, go back and go all the way to the end and watch the end of it when they all them hugging each other. Oh yeah, he ain't even hug his own wife that tight. That's right. Oh Lord, have mercy. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying because it's Fun Friday, and I can feel it coming in the air tonight. I'm make that a country song. Oh Lord. That's right. I'm going to make it a country song. Hey, here's something. Remember that arch criminal I told you about that stole something that can harm all of us? I'm going to tell you, somebody stole maple syrup. Okay, maple syrup. In fact, 3 million liters of maple syrup. Now, why are you going to steal, number one, why are you stealing syrup? Number two, 3.4 million liters? That's what you going to do? Put it in a big bottle and threaten the U.S. and just pour the syrup all over everybody? That may have some, you know what, that may have some potential. But anyway, but 3.4 million liters? You know how much syrup that is? Maple syrup at that. Huh? Why you want to steal that? What you going to do with it? Huh? You can't eat that many pancakes, waffles, or whatever you're going to put it on in 2 or 3 lifetimes. So what you stealing syrup for? Don't that ain't that crazy? Huh? So now you going to want a ransom for the syrup. Y'all know who the syrup belong to? McDonald's. Yeah, McDonald's. I don't know what McDonald's was doing so much syrup. Hey, ain't like their breakfast that great. Three, and it's supposed to be storage. What you storing syrup for? Why are you storing syrup? Really? Syrup? I don't know. I don't know. So, if y'all see some syrup on the black market, you know where it came from, right? So whatever they're trying to get you to pay for, you can bargain them down and say, you know where that came from. That came from Canada. You stole that from McDonald's. That's right. Well, at least they didn't steal it out of Walmart, right? Y'all need to stop stealing out of Walmart. That's right. I done told y'all, stop stealing out of Walmart. Hey, guess who is the laziest state in the United States? Are you ready for this? Hey, Florida, you got the crown. You got the crown. They say y'all the laziest people in the United States. And guess who follow y'all? Louisiana. Now, I'm going to say something. Why do you want to pick on the states that got sunshine and seafood? Huh? Why? Because we smart enough to stay our behinds out of the sunshine. We know the sun is out there. Trust me. But why we got to go and sit out there? My tan is good. My tan is so good, heck, I can go and flaunt mine anytime I want to. I ain't got to lay out there and turn red and break up and all that good stuff. That's right. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Because, you know, some of us out there, y'all, we go out there and lay out in the sun. We get all. And then, you know the bad part. You don't become tan, you become burnt because you turn red. And then what happens after a while? All that stuff start peeling off. So you walking around with skin falling off of you. Taking your drawers and stuff off and just skin just falling off. Tell me, oh my God, I'm burnt. Duh. That what happens when you lay out in the dang on sun in 100-degree heat. What you think you're going to do? Huh? Stop laying out in the sun then, you idiots. It's 100 degrees outside. Talking about you going to get your tan. I'm laying out. Yeah, you laying out all right. You know what? Just keep laying out. Somebody going to find your behind out there laid out, just dried up with pelicans and stuff swarming around you. That's right. Hey, you become so burnt, it even hurts for you to fart. You know, that's bad. I know that's bad. I should have said that, right? I know. I'm just saying, though. And y'all know it. But they got to tanning beds. Heck, one time, you didn't want to be no like us. Now you trying to get tan. Why are you trying to get tan? Because really, you become red. You burn up. And then you can't get on your tractor and do that corn and stuff. That's right. With them dang gone hammer toes. Then you want to go into Walmart and steal lotion so you can feel better. You need to stop stealing that lotion out of Walmart. Hey, y'all, what happened to my free cable? See, I'm still on that. I need y'all to yell out your window, give Eric free cable. That's right, because I need my free cable. I work hard. I want my free cable. I really do. Hey, y'all, check this out. The mothership is beginning to warm up, y'all. It's beginning to warm up. Now, what I want you to do right now, I want you to take a moment, take a sip. That's right. Take a sip of what you got to drink on. Okay? Take a sip. Because you know why? The mothership is warming up. It's warming up, y'all. I see it right now. Take a look up at your ceiling fan. Take a look up at your ceiling fan. You see it's beginning to speed up a little bit? Oh, it's warming up. It's warming up. We're going to float on it in a little while. That's right. We're going to float on it in a little while. And little ladies, I'm telling you, if you don't have an automobile, that's fine. But if you just have to ride a bicycle, let me tell you something. Please put on some jeans that's going to cover up that nasty-ass G-string that you're wearing. Because you ride down the street on a bicycle, and number one, it's a kid bicycle, and the only thing you see is a pink G-string. That's not cute. That's nasty. That's nasty. And then you got your little boyfriend riding behind you, and he ride behind you like he just don't see nothing. I'll be damned. Nobody want to see your stink behind G-string. And then it's dirty to top that off. Them the ones that live in that nasty house I was telling y'all about earlier. Yeah. Just nasty. Riding a little kid. Trying to ride a little kid dang bicycle. You know what? And I done told y'all before. Certain ones, y'all don't need to put on no damn G-string. Because number one, you can't find it after you put it on. And then you trying to show it to everybody, and the only thing we see is the crack of your ass. I'm just going to say it like it is. So why are you trying to wear a G-string anyway? What you should be having on is a spank or something. Now see, you know, I talk about spanks, man. But in some instances, some of y'all need to put on a spank. Y'all really do. Because everything just hanging down to your knees. And you got the nerve to try to put on a G-string. You can't even see the front of the G-string because it's covered up by your belly. Hey, you got so much belly, you need a jack to lift it up just to wash under it. Okay. Am I being cruel, y'all? I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you what I see. I'm just telling you what I see. That's right. And some of y'all need two or three jacks, them old hydraulic, high-powered jacks. Yeah, because that's just how bad it's hanging. And you walking around here trying to put away a damn G-string. Really? And some of y'all even got the nerve to try and put on some sexy lingerie and want to pose in it. What are you showing me besides your belly? I can't see nothing else. Your boyfriend can't see nothing else. Really? That's about the nastiest thing you want to. Come on. Come on, honey. I want you. Well, I want you. You need to go back and try this again. I tell you what. You just go and get in the bed, and we turn the lights off. Okay, then I'm going to blindfold myself. We're going to say, we're going to play fine hole. Oh, Lord have mercy. Wow. Can you imagine, man? And if you're trying to have dinner or lunch or whatever, you probably end up not breathing. Because, you know, all that stuff is all over your head and stuff. Huh? They close up on you, man, and then your ears, you can't hear nothing, and they're so strong, you're just holding your head, and you can't breathe. Okay, that was an adult one. Everybody, all you adults know what I'm talking about, right? That's right. And then it don't even make it worth it to have lunch or dinner. You say, let me find something else, because this is not going to work. Some of you got to go down there with... Oh, Lord, have mercy. Some of y'all got to go down there with peroxide because there's so much going on down there. You're like, wait a minute, I got to clean this up. Because it done lost stuff up in there. This thing's so dang on lost. You finding bicycles, coins, you know, last week dinner. All up under that one little crack. That one little fold. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I know, that's crazy, ain't it? That's crazy. Yeah, I'm talking about y'all. I don't care. It's my night. I worked hard all this week, so I get to say what I want to. Ain't that right, A9? Oh, Lord have mercy. But check this out, y'all. Now, there was a man. He went in Lowe's. Now, let me tell you how stupid this one was. He went in Lowe's, took a toilet off the shelf. Okay, he took the toilet off the shelf. From the shelf, he went directly to the refund line and tried to return it for a refund. Now, didn't the knucklehead know that he had cameras? They had cameras watching his dumb behind. Number one, why you want to steal a toilet, Lenny? Out of all the things to try and steal, a toilet? I mean, you can't find nothing else. If that's the only thing you want to steal is a toilet, like you've been better off just sitting on it and using it in there and leaving. I know. But really? And then you're going to try and return it? That's about as dumb as that guy who got out of escape from prison. They say once he got out the gate, he changed his mind and went back into his cell. What kind of mess is that? You know, that's stuff about dumb criminals. You know what I mean? They're just dumb. Then you got this lady, she's smuggling drugs and stuff into prison by throwing footballs over the wall. Ain't never heard of that one before, but she's throwing football over the prison wall with drugs and stuff in it. Like nobody's going to notice just random footballs coming across the yard. Look, she must have had a good arm if she get it over the wall. What you think? May have been Wendy Williams, the old man. Hey, how many of y'all out there agree with me that Wendy Williams look like a man? I know, shoot, man. I mean, she really do. She does. Look at her. Did she be trying to wiggle? What are you wiggling, man? We know you're a man. Quit training. Go on and join everybody else and come out. I know what y'all, she ain't no man. She got kids. So what? Speaking of women, hey, why do them? Okay, I know I'm about to get in trouble now. Have y'all noticed how gay men, you know, they puck up their lips like they pouting or something? Like, hey, girlfriend. And they got to be sucking on, you know, pouting out their lips and carrying it. What's up with that? Huh? Okay, we already know you're a man. So why are you trying to poke up your lips? I ain't never seen no woman poke their lips up like that. Now, we already know you poke. We all know you have the other end poked out. And we know why you want that. But what's up with the lips? Huh? What's up with the lips? Oh, Lord, have mercy. What's up with the lips? Really? And it be some of the ugliest things, too. Even after they put on all their makeup and what have you. Be 6'9", 395 pounds, and you got the nerve to go up in a club in a tank top and a mini skirt. It's just nasty. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's just nasty, ain't it? A tank top and a miniskirt. You 6'9", 395 pounds. What the heck are you thinking? Why you? What's going on? That is just nasty. I know some of y'all out there. Y'all be up there. Y'all be up there with them. That's right, y'all do. Don't act like you don't. Talking about, this my girlfriend. Yeah, he your girlfriend, all right. Trying to get your man. And then you find out your man on the download. Then you're mad at it. You don't get mad at your man, you get mad at it. Well, you should be mad at your man. He poking another man and sleeping with you at the same time? You don't think there's a problem with that? I don't know. Some of y'all nasty enough to me, I want to join in. Okay. Keep joining in. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? I should be saying all this stuff. I really shouldn't. I shouldn't. But that's just nasty. Y'all know y'all got them brothers on the down. You know you got to ask that, right? When you meet a man now, you got to ask him, do you like men? Because if you don't ask him, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, it's a scary, scary thing. Scary, scary thing. Uh-oh, y'all. I got a caller on Fun Friday. Okay, I guess this is my break time. Let me see who's on the air with me tonight. Woo-hoo! Welcome to Fun Friday. Who I got on the line with me?
Is that supposed to be Fun Friday?
That's right. That's Fun Friday. What you want me to do on Fun Friday? What you want me to do on Fun Friday, Joe?
Not try to find out if somebody's girlfriend is a dude.
Well, Joe, you know what? You got to ask some questions. That's like if you run into a woman now, you got to ask her, do you like girls? And some of them tell you, yeah, I like girls. You know, so you got to ask some questions now, Joe.
Yeah,
but
I'm not going to ask her if she's got extra baggage between the legs.
Well, some
maybe
of you
I
need
should.
That. Yeah, in some days, maybe you should ask that question.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Look, y'all, if y'all got somebody out there and, you know, you get the feeling and roaming and they move your hand every time, there's a sign.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, these are going Jerry Springer. Come out. They in love and they done had sex. How you done had sex and you ain't fell down there and you notice he ain't got a
yeah,
log down there?
That
you
is something.
Me?
You know, when you do think about it, when you think about Jerry Springer and you're thinking about people who say, well, you know I love you, don't you? Well, yes, I guess you do.
Yes.
I'm a man. What?
How you not know that was a man? You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you in love, y'all are laid down two or three times. Really?
Well, you know what?
Really?
They can give you the excuse like, well, it's my period this time, it's my period last time, or I'm not feeling well and stuff like that.
Okay. You know what? I'm taking you down there.
Yeah, you gotta wonder if it's after like the second or third time. You know, you can't have your period day, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
I got a question for Fun Friday.
Oh, Lord. What's the question, Joe?
Oh, you don't want me to ask it? All right.
Yeah, I want to ask you, Joe. It's Fun Friday. Anything goes. What question is it?
Well, it's not going to be outrageous or anything. I was thinking of this as a serious question before. It has nothing to do with relationships or something. But I was thinking, what would you rather be? Would you rather be somebody who's on the bench, right, with, let's say, the Chicago Bulls during the time that Michael Jordan was there? Would you rather be the seventh man, hardly ever playing a game, maybe 3 or 4 minutes a game, but you've got 6 championships, or would you rather be a starter, like an A player on a C team? You make a little less money than riding the bench as a Bull, but you play 30 minutes a game.
Mm-hmm.
What would you rather do?
Well, if I can win 6 championships, and still have my all my body parts working right once I retire, heck, let me sit on the bench. I ain't got no problem. If we win the championship, you know, hey, because I'm going to get in eventually doing a blowout or something. Mm-hmm. So, hey, let me sit on the bench. I'm happy with that. I'm a team player.
All right. There are some people who wouldn't want to do that. They'd rather play every day, you know, every day. But they don't make the playoffs. But they show their talent, but they never make the playoffs. So it's a question of, do you want to get the championship rings? And always, you know, I always had people say, well, you only rode the bench. You never played.
Yeah, but you still got the rings.
Yeah,
well, you know what,
Joe?
I'll be honest with you. I've been on both sides of that equation.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I mean, it's a whole lot better if you play because you feel like you contributed. But in a little while, after a while, you'd be like, okay, hey, you know, there's somebody out there better than me. Fine. It's not like I'm not going to get my ring, too.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? If you don't like it, you can do like Tonya Harding and go and beat the starter up.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Was she ever a nut job?
Heck yeah. I mean, you can take the plays like that. You know, don't beat the superstars, you know, the second-hand man or something. You know, go and hit him with a pole or something. Just so you can get to play a couple of games.
Yeah. Ooh. So that thought came to me the other day. So I thought, let me ask you on Fun Friday.
Friday. Yeah. And that's it. What you sipping on tonight, Joe? Because, you know, the mothership getting ready to take off in a little bit.
I'm not sipping on anything. I'm just here dry as a bone. I'm not getting sloshed or anything. And the mothership's going to take off, huh?
Oh, yeah. The mothership getting ready to leave in about 18 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the mothership going to get the float. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
It's already warming up.
Uh-huh. All right. No problem.
Oh, okay.
No problem.
No problem?
Nope.
All right, y'all. All right. Joe says there's no problem. Hey, y'all, who steals? I got to ask you, who steals 40 flamingos out somebody's yard and then sends a ransom talking about if you want all 40 of them back, call this number? Now, is that bright or what? Number one, why are you stealing flamingos out of somebody's yard? And they statues. They not real flamingos, y'all.
I think I heard about something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, why y'all want to do that? And then going to send a note, so if you want them back, call this number. Now, why you want them to call that number? Really? And knowing you, the way you it sounded, it probably was their number who stole them. That was just dumb.
Oh, they'll say, well, I don't want them to trace the number back to me, so I'll give them the number of my mother. Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really? How you make that work?
Well, you know what? You know, you're not too far off. I mean, like I think it was probably last week. There are people who are that stupid. You know, there was one guy. He came home. He found out that he was burglarized, and he calls the cops and he says, "Got to come over here right away. I've been burglarized." So they come over and says, "Okay, what was stolen, sir?" Well, they stole my marijuana.
I remember that.
Jesus Christ. I mean, can you
remember that? Mm-mm-mm. Hey, y'all, check this out. There's an inquest going on to retry somebody for insanity. All right? They want to know if they were really crazy. You know, and that's good. But here's the problem with that. The person died 130 years ago. Why do we care if they're insane or not? They dead. It doesn't matter now. You know what I mean? They are dead.
I don't know if it was a president or something like that. Maybe we want to think, you know?
No, it was President Lincoln's wife, and she wasn't a looker. So why we want to dig her up?
Yeah, how are they going to find it? Well, unless they have some sort of...
You know what it is? It's a bunch of men wanting to dress up like... It's a bunch of men wanting to dress up like back in the day. You know, some of them probably want to wear some skirts and things. And, you know, so they use that as an excuse. But, I mean, you got to – how are you going to determine if she was insane? 130 years ago, you're lucky if you got anything left down there to examine. So I'm not understanding this. She's dead. You know?
Who knows? I don't know. They probably want to take some DNA and find out if it matches up with some sort of chemical that they think now causes insanity.
You know what's the chemical? I think the chemical they own called trees.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying. They on them trees and that concrete. That's what they on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Pot and a cracker. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I may be wrong. You know what? Come think about it. I bet they was getting high back in the day in the White House, and nobody just wasn't saying it. You know, out there, especially back in the day when they was out there with them Indians smoking them peace pipes. Mm-hmm. You know, them peace pipes was some strong stuff. You know, they're stronger if they make you see things and go on trips and carrying on. That's some strong weed. And I don't care what y'all say. If you're Native American out there, I'm sorry. You know y'all be getting high.
Oh, yeah,
y'all
sure.
That good stuff.
Well, the peyote, yeah.
Yeah, that peyote. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, y'all man, be going... you ought to take a look at the stats sometime, you know, to bring down Fun Friday. You ought to take a look at the stats of murder statistics. If you thought that murder was going on or high or out of control here in the United States, you got to take a look at what happens on the Indian reservation. It's almost like everybody wakes up killing everybody. It's like, yee, God. How can, no, you know, they didn't need the settlers to kill them. All they had to do was leave them alone. They would have killed off each other. It's that bad.
Now, Joe, why you want to bring that on Fun Friday?
I know, it's Fun Friday, I know.
What you want to bring that on Fun Friday for?
Okay.
You know what?
I'll wait till Sour Saturday to bring that
up. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, something like that. Mm. You know, but that's crazy, though. That really is. Hey, y'all want a real good floating experience? Go on to your Native American and ask them if they got some peyote. They do it certain times of the year. So if you can catch them at the right time, boy, you can go on a journey. The mothership ain't nothing compared to that journey they taking.
Probably not. Uh-uh.
Hey,
they
y'all.
Gotta have some good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, tonight's show is brought to you by 4 Loko.
Peyote.
You better be old enough if you can drink it. Hey,
oh,
y'all want to add 347? Huh? No, Thunderbird was last week. Every week is somebody new.
Okay.
Yeah. One week is just going to be plain water. I ain't going to lie to you.
I thought you might say something like, this week we got Ripple.
Oh, while you're playing, they sell that in the store right around the corner from me. So I get me some Ripple, too.
I drank that when I was in the service. Like, I drank Thunderbird, and Ripple was, I think it was cheaper than Thunderbird. But that was sour shit. I didn't like Ripple. One
you
time,
like Ripple?
No, hell no.
Put it
one,
in Kool-Aid.
Oh, fuck no. Yeah. But the thing is that I remember when, I think it was Ripple. Somebody gave me some Ripple to drink, and then they gave me, you know, some beer as a chaser, right? Knocked me the shit out.
Oh. You was a little Rudy Poop back then, weren't you?
Oh, I must have been. Holy shit. I mean, like, a couple of sips, I was out for the count. You know, that cheap-ass wine and whatever the fuck the beer was. But, Jesus, mix that shit together. Boilermaker? Hell no. No more.
Hey,
no.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. My birthday week, last week in October, that's all I used to do back in the day. Me and my friend, he was like a day before me.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we start the week off, and that's all we drank the whole week, Boilermaker. And, man.
How'd you go to work?
What work? That's when you take your vacation time.
All right.
What you
talking
about?
Better be.
That's
you're not going to make it on time.
Heck no. Heck no. You know, you wake up and then you just start all over again.
No, not me.
Yeah.
My constitution can't take it. I think I either had it, you know, when I get out of the service, maybe I had it one more time as a test. Oh, but then I think after that, no more.
No, I mean, more.
And you'd be surprised. I can drink. I can drink. And it's because I don't even want to drink. I have people in my family, you know, they smell a cork, they get high, right? But me, I can drink and drink. I remember mixing some stuff and giving it to some people who wanted to taste. I said, I don't think you can handle this, you know, and they had their own stuff. But they drank mine and said, oh, shit, you know, because mine is like 90 proof, 95 proof, you know, and I'm locking it down. And it's,
you know what, though?
You know.
You know what? Have you ever had some real straight moonshine?
No, hell no, no. I'm not going to try that Tennessee Revenue or shit. You
boy,
shit
I tell you.
Bathtub,
I'm telling you, boy, Joe, I don't care how good of a drinker you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They, if it's real good, they give it to you in them little baby jars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you feel the heat on the baby jar. So you imagine what happens when you drink it.
No. That shit is made out of kerosene. I'm not fucking drinking that crap.
I was DJing. I was DJing one night, mm-hmm. and they kept bringing it to me. So yeah, I'm like, okay. After the first one, you know, it burnt the hell out my throat and mm-hmm. my chest. Mm-hmm. But the more I drank it, the better I felt. And after a while, it stopped burning. Man, I tell you what, the next day I can remember nothing I did. They said I turned the party out with the DJing, mm-hmm. but I don't remember what I did. It was just funny.
I'm
it's
not
good,
surprised.
Man.
I'm telling you, this stuff. You know, they make it in the they make it in the still, they make it in the bathtub. It's all fucking derivatives.
But you know
of
what? But you know what, Joe? Mm-hmm. If you drink enough of it, the girls look so beautiful.
Yeah, well,
they do.
I know. You don't want to wake up next to Miss Fatso.
Yeah. I know, right? Look. Mm-hmm. You wake up and say you have a baby. You ain't got to wake up to somebody named Tomorrow. I met a girl the other day named Tomorrow. Can you imagine naming your child Tomorrow? I say her daddy probably looked at mama and said, this child is so ugly, we going to come back tomorrow and look at her.
Yeah.
We can't look at her today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Probably thinking of Tamara. You know what? I heard somebody name their fucking kid, seriously, they named their kid Vagina.
Okay, I've heard of that before. I'm waiting for somebody to come out named Penis. Of course,
yeah.
You know, now look, of course, you know, they're going
to
have
to... I met people named Penis, that's bad enough.
Look, they're going to have to be, it's going to be Peni. My name is Peni.
Yeah, they
have. But you know how we said, your name ain't no Peni, your name is Penis, quit lying. You know what I mean? Mm. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Fun Friday in the mothership, huh?
Oh yeah, Fun Friday in the mothership. And y'all get ready now. Y'all gonna get comfortable under them ceiling fans, all right? Y'all get comfortable. You got like 7 minutes and 47 seconds for the mothership takes off.
Are you taking off for good, or are you just taking off for a break and coming back?
Oh, we're going to take off for a break, and then we're going to come back. We ain't going nowhere. We got 2 hours, Joe. Two hours to enjoy this ride.
Mm.
You know, because y'all don't hear from me again till Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Yeah. You know why I do some things.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do some things, y'all.
I wish some people would call in and talk up about either relationships or politics or something. But, you know.
But I don't want to talk about no thing on politics or nothing tonight, Joe. It's Friday. You done worked hard all week. Today, tonight is time to relax, giggle, have fun, sip a little bit, enjoy the ride on the mothership. Hey, Joe, I in a little while, I'm going to get my address out for a donation. So, you know, I'm looking for a donation for you, because I want to up my business a little bit.
Mm. Now, you're talking about me? That would be a fun Friday.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, Pam going to see President Obama tomorrow. I don't care. I want to see him. I want to see Michelle. Bring Michelle to me.
You know what Michelle looks like? Michelle looks to me like the female version of the devil. Every time I see that face.
And you about to get muted on that one, Joe.
Oh, don't tell me you're in love with Michelle.
Michelle is the bomb, man. What you talking about?
Not me.
See, what you talking about? No, that's a beautiful...
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah,
that's all I'm gonna say,
Michelle and Eric up in a tree, kissing each other.
Well, if we up in the tree and nobody can see me, we gonna be no more than kissing.
I am, but then you're gonna have to have a kid named. Oh no! I didn't mean it, you know. Because Barack, he says, stay away from my kids, or I'll put a drone up your ass. So you better watch out. You better watch out with Michelle.
Oh no! Hey, Biden was trying to get him son the other night. Why can't I?
With who?
Okay, thank you. With Michelle, they were hugging. You know, Michelle was trying to give him that old church hug.
Uh-huh.
But every time she tried to get scoot away, Biden was pulling her closer.
Oh really?
And he started whispering in her ear.
I know people
didn't notice that. I was looking. I'm like, I said, heck, he ain't give his own wife a hug like that.
Yeah, well, that's because she lives with her. Yeah,
well,
after a while, you know,
it's hard.
You ever been married, Eric?
Huh?
You ever been married?
Yes, I have.
You have? Still married?
No, I'm not.
Oh, all right. Because, you know, because what I'm about is, you know, marriages, you know, when people are together all the time, they kind of get a little stale.
Well, you're right about that. You know what? And that's right. Because, you know what? Y'all look at each other 24, and I know what I don't understand. How y'all work together and then go home together? Don't you know you get tired of them? You get tired of looking at them.
You gotta.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and then they be farting on the way home and stuff, stinking up the car. Hey, have somebody ever farted and let the windows up and turn the heat on in the car? Man, that's torture right there.
Oh.
That really, I did that. Look, I did that to my ex-wife one time. She goes, and it was like 100 degrees outside.
Oh, shit. You wanted to get back at her, huh?
Yeah. No, Lord have mercy. That was, boy, I tell you. Hey, if y'all mad at your spouse or your significant other, do that. Fart and then let the windows up and turn the heat on. Man, I guarantee they won't say nothing else to you.
Yeah, because marriage is a trip. Oh,
you know,
fuck that.
Mm. You know, marriage is okay. As long as you got two. You know what about marriage, man? If two ugly people get married, usually they say you have a beautiful child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that, because I done seen two ugly people get together, and when the child comes out, only thing you can say is, Lord have mercy.
You know what you remind me of? Now, this could be like, kind of in line with Fun Friday. I remember one time I was working at a particular job, and I came in on the weekend, and what happened was the boss comes in, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you really want to find out how many fucking people suck up to a boss, have that boss come in with his wife, with the ugliest baby on the fucking planet, and have everybody say, oh, how cute. What a beautiful baby. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm saying, you know, if there really was a God, there would be buzzards flying around this kid by now. But nah, everybody's going, oh, what a beautiful baby. And this thing was like Godzilla's shit. And I'm saying, that's one way of finding out who the suck-asses are. Jesus Christ. Just congratulate them on having a baby. Don't go all loud and saying, oh,
I'll tell you, all they do, you just do like the church ladies do. Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his pee-picking heart.
Uh-oh.
Well, bless somebody, because this was,
they say they call him Precious in Florida.
God, man, I'm telling you, I think that was about the ugliest baby I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, there's some babies who are cute, but a lot of babies are just born ugly because they're babies. They haven't formed anything yet. But this thing, you know, and this was a few years ago, it's got to be like, how old? Well, you know, let's say almost 10 years old and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I hope that baby, you know, did grow into something that was worthwhile looking at, because this was the ugliest thing.
All right, y'all, it's about that time. We got 1 minute and 19 seconds. Y'all going to get close to them ceiling fans and watch them engines get ready to roar, y'all. The mothership is getting ready to take off. So go on and get that drink in your hand. So we about to do it. Can y'all feel the rhythm beginning? Because this mothership is about to do some things, y'all. It's about to do some things. I hope y'all ready for it, because we're about to get busy on the mothership. It's about to take off, y'all. You know, Joe joined in tonight, so he going to get some of the mothership, too. So I hope y'all ready.
Drop me off at Mars, will you?
All right, y'all. We got like 43. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Let's lift our glasses up. Go on. Let's lift our glasses up. I feel it coming, y'all. Oh, yeah, it's coming, y'all. Oh, can you feel it? The mothership is beginning to rise. Can you feel it? Oh, yeah. I got that ride coming in. Got that ride coming in, y'all. It's coming. Now, while the mothership is getting ready to take out, I want y'all to pass it. As the plate comes around, you know, give what your heart can deserve to give. You know, because we need all the help we can get.
here on the mothership. So, I want you to send your donation to P.O. Box 123-5678. And it'd be very much appreciated. Because we need all the help we can. Get it going. Come on. Let's get it going, y'all. Come on. Start rocking back and forth. The mothership is getting ready to go, y'all. Getting ready to go, y'all. Yeah. All right, y'all. I'll be back in a few. Enjoy the tune. That music can do some things to you. Have you bumping your head. The mothership is riding. I know y'all ready now. Ain't y'all ready? What y'all drinking out there? Somebody drinking something. Let me know what y'all drinking. I'm drinking Four Loko, the grape version. Oh, Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with drinking Four Loko. It's, you know, ain't nothing wrong with the drink. It's the people that drink it. That's right. The show tonight is brought to you by Four Loko, the drink of the mothership. All right, Joe, what else we got for you?
No, nothing. I was just listening to your jams because I was thinking about going out tonight, but one of the reasons why I didn't is because DJ, he can't fucking play, you know? He cannot throw down worth a shit.
Oh, Lord.
So I said, no, let me just stay here.
Oh, Lord, Hammer. Go on to go out, Joe.
Go on to go out. No, I'm not going anywhere now.
Just remember, if they standing at the bar and you see that old nasty, ugly, dirty behind G-string.
Yeah, drink Four Loko, yeah.
Stay away from them. I ain't say nobody drink no Four Loko. Hey, you drink some Four Loko, you may attract that old, that nasty thing.
No, that happened to me. That happened to me one time. I thought about some chick that turned into a man, but I remember one time when I was getting high that everybody did look good. So I'm dancing around, and this fat chick is looking not good but more attractive to me. So I actually spend time with her. I get her phone number, and I even ask her out. And I try to make an excuse not to show up, but she wants to date anyway. So I said, okay, because I said, you know what, when I called her up and I started remembering what she looked like, you know, and what she had a nice face and she had a nice pair of tits, but the rest of her were a little bit out of line, you know.
But were they real?
Oh, yeah, they looked real. No. So in any case, so I called up and I said, well, you know what, I like to go Dutch. And I'm thinking that would just kill it right then and there. She goes, okay. Shit. Then I said, well, I'd rather meet you instead of pick you up or something. She goes, okay. The fucking broad act, you know what I'm saying? All right, let's do this shit. So I met her at a restaurant, and we go and watch a movie, then we go back to the restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. You know, even though I didn't have to pay a dime on it, I still had to pay some money for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm thinking, oh, what a waste of fucking time.
And check this out, Joe. Have you ever went home with someone and you know, you went in the bathroom, you was ready, you know, and she said, I'll be right back. You know, she go in the bathroom, she said she's getting more comfortable. Then she come out the bathroom, and after she done took off all them extra parts, she come out and look like somebody totally new. You're like, where do you come from?
No, luckily I never had to. I just think that after, you know, after having, you know, a little bit of ka-ching, ka-chang, because when you're doing that, you're rubbing the fucking makeup off her face. And I have, you know, and I haven't, you know, gone to sleep and awakened to see Frankenstein, but I have, you know, have to get my nut off and turning on the light, and I'm wondering, where did she come from?
Where did she come from?
You know?
Ooh. I know. I know. You know, I was talking earlier about some of them need to get them old industrial hydraulic jacks, you know, to get the stomach, to lift the stomach up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can find something down there, because otherwise you can't breathe, you can't see nothing, and just like...
Well, I never was that bad off. Shit. I mean, everybody...
You wasn't that bad off?
Nah, everybody I ever had was nice and slim, you know, but... Except one.
Uh-oh.
Except for one. Yeah, except for one. And there's a story behind it. I don't want to get into it because it involves friends. But, you know.
But, and how can people do? We're talking about swinging. What's up with this swinging, y'all? You know, how can you go, you know, how y'all swing? I want to know how y'all do it. How y'all just switch partners like that? Go to somebody's house. And you looking at his wife, and she looking at you, or whatever. And y'all just go. Sometimes the wives looking at each other. What the heck is going on out there, y'all? Why y'all doing all that?
It's a novelty, you know. People get tired of being with each other, so they want to have some sort of other kinds of stimulation.
Ain't all that, don't talk. They get tired of being with each other. Well, dang it, go and get a mask or something. You know, play dress up.
Nah, I can't do that. You know, and that's another thing too. The people who advise you how to spice up your sex life. You know, the best way to spice up your sex life after you finish doing the Kama Sutra about 1,000 times is just to find somebody that you really love. That'll spice it up.
Joe, once again, it's Fun Friday.
Fun Friday. Don't bring
it's
any
fun
reality.
Friday, Joe, we ain't talking about no reality and all that good stuff today. We're talking fantasy, man.
All right. What do you want from me? I just came off the mothership.
Now, that's funny. Okay, I can't argue with you on that one.
Yeah. I took a ride on the mothership.
You took a ride on the mothership. See, y'all, Joe even taking rides on the mothership. So I know y'all got to get with me on that.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got people in the chat room, huh?
Yeah, we got people in the chat room.
All right.
You know,
well,
I got my fellow followers.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Yeah, they with me every Friday night.
Oh.
My supporters, I love them to death.
All right,
but I think some, you know, I think some of them they kind of touched in the head. I'm gonna tell you, because they listen to me. Some got to be wrong, because I know I'm touched in the head. You know, I got issues, man. I take medication for my problems. But I don't think some of them folk do.
Well, they come here. They don't want to swallow anything. They just come over here and listen to it.
They just come over here and listen to me.
Yeah.
That's what they're supposed to do.
All right, I'm going to go. So I'll leave you with you know, the people here in the chat room, because they're someone chatting up a storm all by himself.
Yeah. No, that's my fun Friday partner there.
Yeah.
Yep. So, all right, Joe. Well, you have a great weekend, man.
You too.
And I'll see you Monday.
All right. I'll
talk to you Monday.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, y'all. That was old faithful Joe there. Hey, Joe crazy just like I am, y'all. See, Joe be on that. I think Joe be on that trees too, man. He ain't going to say it, but he be on them trees too. That's right. That's right, y'all. He be out there. But anyway, now let's get back to Fun Friday. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to take a minute, close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, I want you to imagine. Can you see just a clear pasture with nice green grass?
lilies and blue bonnets. Man, all flowers just blowing in the wind. This is a nice wind. You just laying out there on the grass. Eyes closed. Nothing is bothering you. Can you see that? Can you feel? Are you feeling that? And you're just laying there. Oh, just relax. And then a bird poops on you. And that just ruins the whole thing, don't it? can you imagine that laying out there just enjoying yourself, calling yourself having a picnic or a magical moment, and then the bird just poops all over you? Huh? Y'all think birds, you know what? And the thing about it, have you ever watched a bird? A bird is sit on the line, and, you know, they have, I don't think they even know when they poop, because it just drops out like a little bomb. Poop. I'm telling you, you ain't never sit there. Man, I sit there and watch that kind of stuff. Bird poop is supposed to give you good luck. I tell you what, you let it poop on you then, because I don't need that kind of good luck. Bird poop is good luck, supposed to be good luck. No, that's nasty. Not as nasty as having a nasty behind house. And yeah, y'all, today I'm stuck on a nasty ass house. And don't be stealing from Walmart either. I ain't forgot about Walmart, y'all, because some of y'all got them five fingers, and y'all be working Walmart. Stop working Walmart, okay? Go and work Target. I can check it off the list. Okay. But y'all know what? I'm serious about this. How in the hell can you keep a nasty-ass house? I'm sorry for cussing, but I'm just, I mean, and then you got nerve to invite somebody in your house knowing you got your cousins, your uncles, and I'm crawling on the wall. Huh? What is going on with that? And then you got nerve to say, excuse the mess. I haven't cleaned up today. Really? Don't look like you cleaned up in the last decade. You're talking about excuse the mess. No, this ain't no mess. This nasty. Just nastiness. And I know some of y'all got them in your family. That's why y'all go over their house. Because they just nasty. Bad about as bad as they. And look, and probably the ones that wearing them nasty G-strings. Oh, Lord. That's right, y'all. I'm on them things today. I'm on them things. And you ladies out there with them bat wings on for eyelashes, when we going to stop that? Huh? When we going to stop that, y'all? Because apparently y'all not closing your eyes fast enough. Two versions of nasty. Hoarder category and irregular housekeeping where the kitchen and bathroom are clean, but the rest. I'm talking about just downright nasty. Ain't nothing clean. Hey, the only way they got clean clothes on, they're going by them. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about no hoarding. I ain't talking about no irregular housekeeping. I'm just talking about downright pretty nasty. Just nasty. Hey, the house is so nasty, the roaches will walk around with picket signs. Talking, we can't live here no more. That's how nasty the house is. Ooh, Pam said, saw the bat wings yesterday. Her brain matched her lashes. You know what? That's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. Hey, have y'all learned how to put them so-called lashes on your cars now? Y'all don't stop putting them on backwards. I've only seen them in Florida. Of course, only in Florida. That wouldn't happen. I mean, that's just nasty, though, man. And that's the thing. They live in a nasty behind house. Then they come out with the bat wings on and all that weave in the hair where birds be circling, getting ready to build a nest in it. Toes be all done, but they are still hammer-toed looking. The bottom of your feet just black. And you got nerve to wear open shoes. You know what I mean? What other? Oh, my goodness. What the heck is going on? Then you got a dang on short skirt on, and you're weighing 350 pounds, so you sit down, you can't close your freaking thighs, and then you get mad because somebody trying to look up your dress. Ain't nobody trying to look up your dang on dress. That's right. You know who trying to look up your dress? Them knuckleheads out there walking around with a do-rag and braids in their hair, 65 years old with the little ponytail in the back with their pants sagging, wearing dang on flip-flops and socks. That's right. And they wife beater. And their arm all tatted up.
That's who's trying to look under your dress, because that's the only people you're going to attract. That's right. I'm just going to tell it. Do you know this girl? She was in the office yesterday. I don't know nobody. Do you know this girl? What girl? I don't know nobody who was in the office yesterday. I wasn't even in your office yesterday. I didn't do it. I promise. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I mean, really, y'all. Really. What is going on with this fashion thing lately? Huh? What's going on with this fashion thing, y'all? Y'all go on these TV programs, let these white folks say, well, y'all need to wear it, y'all need to wear it. Do you come out there and stand out there like you a robot? Just smiling, knowing they done dressed you like a clown. Knowing if you wear that stuff back to the hood, you going to get talked about. All that flowery pants and this shirt is just right. We don't wear that nonsense. That's right. And stop going on these shows talking about my baby daddy, my baby mama, and then you want to cry on stage. And you want to get upset. You don't put your business all out there across the nation. But yet you talking about my baby daddy just ain't treat me right. Then he come out with somebody talking about, I want him. That's why I said I want him. And there's a man come out dressed up like a girl with a nasty wig on. You shouldn't want him. You should leave his behind alone. He poking men in the booty. Why you want to be with him? I don't know. That's just downright nasty. Huh? I'm just saying. That's just nasty. Y'all know that's nasty. And they be on TV just fighting and carrying on. And you see the little gay boys, they be fighting, and they be just throwing their little hands up. Really? Really? Now, let's be real, y'all. You know they were fighting some, for real. Somebody been and got knocked out up in there. I know. Man, I tell you. But, yo, that's good TV, right? That's what y'all call it, good TV. Hey, what about this baby boo-boo? What's her name? Baby boo-boo or baby doo-doo? Whatever the little dumb, little fat white girl on TV they talking about now, who going to raise a... I tell you what, if that was my child, baby boo-boo, okay, baby boo-boo, baby doo-doo, whatever your name is, I guarantee it, you wouldn't be talking like that much longer. And she all on TV like she grown. Oh, honey boo-boo child, that's what it is, honey boo-boo. Okay, I'm going to call her baby doo-doo. Because that's exactly what she sound like, baby doo-doo. Little fat, round thing. Think she running something. What the hell she running? And her mama's big as hell, so that's why she be giving all that stuff. See, like I say, you see a fat kid, look at the parents. You see bigger parents. Just like you see an ugly kid, look at the parents. The parents are usually ugly, too. That's right. Ain't nobody think about the Kardashians either. I read it. Look, honey doodle, the Kardashians, Kris Jenner, I don't care. They're not doing anything for me. Most of them hoes anyway. That's the problem. Go-Go Juice, Mountain Dew, and Red Bull. And why you got a child drinking Red Bull? Really? Really? What she need to be drinking is some water and reading a damn alphabet book. Honey, boo-boo. Are you serious? And they think that's cute? I don't think so. From now on, we calling her baby doo-doo until she get it together. Heck, until their parents get it together. Just crazy. I'm saying just crazy. And they got her all on the news like she's something special. You know, that's right in the realm of them little girls that be doing the pageants. They're kids. Why? What's going on with this? They're kids. And then have y'all seen the commercial lately about, talking about, there's a company going on that wants the country to outlaw spanking your kids. Are you crazy as hell? The kids are already crazy. And then you talking about don't spank. Well, they call it spanking. Don't beat your kids. I don't think that's going to happen. And then they got a commercial talking about, I just beat her, and they're going to cause this problem. No, you beat the hell out of them. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they're going to remember it. Trust me. And they're not going to have no flashbacks. They're not going to have no dang gone, go on no killing sprees. You ain't going to have to worry about them running away from home. They're going to do what the heck you say do. Talking about don't spank your kids. And you know, I'm telling you straight up, mine go get it. I'm telling you. And then there was something else talking about on The View today. They talking about, is it wrong if a kid come up to your house for you to discipline that child? Hell no, he in my house. That's part of the rules when you come to my house. You are subject to discipline just like my kid. If you're doing something wrong, yes, I'm going to tell that butt up. I'm serious. I can, you know what? White folk crazy. I'm just going to put it out there. White folk crazy. Talking about, no, don't. No. Now, what they do in your house with you, when they, that's fine. But they step inside mine? Oh, it's hot and popping if they do something wrong. And that will be in the bylaws before they come over. So if you don't want your child to learn what real discipline is, you better keep them at home. That's right. Toddlers and tiaras. Okay, toddlers, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. They need to take all that crap off TV. Roadkill. They eat roadkill. Hell, they eat more than roadkill. I bet they go in one of them. Look, I bet they go in a dang on buffet and get run out. I'm serious. Really? God dang. Roadkill. Now, ain't nothing wrong with roadkill, though, if you catch it fresh enough. Oh, Lord. You go and have that fire starter, you go out there and catch it. Shoot. Go on and square it away. Hey, it already been killed for you, right? Oh, Lord. The town brings them the roadkill. See, that's a shame. They even got the town on it. They name it, then they eat it. Then eat it. Wow. Wow. You know what? That's just downright ugly. That's nasty. That really is. That's nasty. But you know what? Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? I'll tell you. Baby Doodoo, she need to go and stay with a black folk. You know, y'all remember that that show where they used to swap wives and they had that one black lady on there that was getting on all them kids? That's what Baby Doodoo need to go and stay with. I'm serious. Little fat round ass. Talking about she running stuff. You ain't running nothing. Not at all. But your little fat mouth. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm telling you. Hey, check this out, y'all. Can you imagine? You know what? You know, these people be going out there getting these surgeries and stuff going on. You know, how they tummy tucked and all that good stuff. What show are you talking about? What do you mean, what show am I talking about? I'm talking about any show. It was called Wife Swap. That's the name of the show. It was called Wife Swap. And you know what? I guarantee they only showed the good part. Because some of them wives weren't getting along with them families. I'm just telling the truth. And y'all know it wasn't going on, right? That's right. Called Wife Swap. But you know what I was thinking, too? See, they never showed that, too. But some of them husbands and wives probably was getting their swerve wrong. Probably had started meeting behind. Probably started meeting back after the show ended. See, they never went back on that one. Yeah, they never did a what happened, you know, a follow-up. Because I'm sure somebody left somebody for somebody else. Ooh, that's what I'm saying. You know, that's what I'm saying. Because it's just wow. I'm telling you. You're going to bring another one. And then, you know what? I'm surprised the black women agreed to it. You know how y'all are, black ladies. Don't be bringing another hoe up in my house. Are you crazy? I don't care if it is a game show. She won't be laying up in my bed. She better lay on the damn couch. Y'all know that y'all be saying. head be wobbling back and forth, finger be raised up, the veins in your neck popping out. Well, what you agree to go on the show for? Huh? What you agree to? And then I bet some of them say, I'm not leaving until I see her. I got to see what she looked like. Don't you have that white folk in my bed? You know what? Y'all crazy. Oh, y'all got a caller. Somebody else want to join the mothership. Let's see. Oh, Lord. Hey, you on Fun Friday. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. And since I always listen, I thought I would call this time.
Oh, why, thank you. So what's on your mind?
Well, since I'm like the only person in the chat room, I figure I might as well chat for real.
Well, thank you for that. I do appreciate your support. Hey, just
no
make
problem.
Sure you got that just make sure you got the donation on the way, okay?
Now look. If you don't catch me on the first, I can't help you, my brother. Now you got to wait till the first roll around again.
Don't feel bad. I got to wait for the first two, so we even on that one.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, did you drive that car into the tree and get them dates down?
No, sir. I actually texted my sister and I told her that there's a tree down the street from my house, like less than a block. And I was driving home yesterday, actually, and I looked up and I said, oh, my God, and I stopped. And it was a whole bunch already on the ground, so I got the ones off the ground.
Okay. All right. That I'm talking about right there. So what's up since you know so much about Honey Doo-Doo, tell me what's going on with that little fat girl.
Okay, well, first of all, full disclosure, I have three TiVos because I watch a lot of trash TV.
Uh-huh.
But that one particular show I don't really watch, but I just see and read a lot about it either on the internet or I'll see commercials for it and stuff like that. And she actually started on the show Toddlers and Tiaras. And she would win, and which was always amazing to me because I was like, oh, okay, well, if that's what they're looking for, hey, you know, good on her. I ain't mad at her. You know what I'm saying? But her parents do have her acting like an adult in that she says a lot of adult phrases like, you know, show me the money, I need a dollar to make me holler, you know, and all the rest of the stuff. And I was like, she's like six.
All right. You know what she need to make her holler? A good ass whipping. That's what she need to make her holler.
And that I would agree. Because
that's what she needs.
The little drink that her mom, that go-go juice stuff, they were on Anderson Cooper, and he watches the show. He's like, I really wanted to try, you know, that go-go juice. And like I said, it's a mixture of Red Bull and Mountain Dew. And he had one sip, and he's not a caffeine person. He don't do anything with caffeine. And he was so wired, he could barely speak because that's how much caffeine is in that drink. Now, that's a grown man.
See, you know what? I give that to him and take out to the track.
Forget Gatorade.
That's right. That's your Gatorade right there. Go on and get that drink. Now, go on and hit a couple laps around the track real fast.
And actually, the scary part about that was her mom will not drink it. She will give it to her, but her mom will not drink it.
Heck yeah, because she don't want to do nothing. You see how big her mom is? Her mom not a small woman. She one of the ones probably need them hydraulic jacks. I'm just going to tell the truth.
Lost your mind.
That's right. I'm just going to tell you like it is. It's crazy.
Oh, that's right.
I'm talking about them. I don't care. And you know what? What's up with all these Hollywood stars, these females, man? They sleep with... You know what? I think some of them slept with everybody in Hollywood. I mean, how can you marry another star and he know all your buddies them been all up in there? And you know what? I mean, really?
Look at what's really the purpose of the marriage? Are they married? Are they getting married because they really care for each other, or is it publicity?
Well, I tell you what, if you marry J Lo, you can count 2 or 3 years and y'all getting divorced. Because J Lo only married you. I'm telling you, J Lo, hey, J Lo don't be playing. You know, once your career started to die, I'm out of here.
What'd you say? She set him up and knock him down. He's like, okay,
Without a doubt.
If you ain't got it in 36 months, I don't know what to tell you, but it's on to the next one. So
that's right. I'm moving on. I'm saying.
Oh, my Lord.
That's another. Look, can you imagine all the jokers them being through that house? Man.
Yeah, well, look at the ones that she didn't marry.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Look how them go.
He didn't marry Puppy, but Puppy almost had her put in jail. So, you know, maybe she was like, okay, I can't mess around with you because I'm not going to do time for anybody. But,
hey.
You know, hey. Maybe that's what she needs. She needs to run into another puppy.
No, that's what she's trying to stay away from.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think puppy. She would do well in prison.
Look, yes, she will. She get up there and do that little Latino dance and shake that booty. They'd be all right with her. They'd be all right. You know she got that booty. Look, she got that booty insured, so somebody be trying to get a hold of it.
Maybe that's that way.
If they can collect some of that insurance money. she be in there calling Big Mama Big Daddy. Come on, Big Daddy.
Oh boy.
Oh Lord. Y'all crazy.
You crazy.
I'm telling you, man, I mean, just some of the things you think about. And then you got Brad and Angelina Jolie with all them damn kids. Ain't none of them hers. That's a shame.
No, three of them are hers.
What, she bought them?
No. Her one daughter, Shiloh, and then the twins that she just had a couple years ago, those are all natural children of hers and Brad's. And then the other three she adopted, Zahara and Paxton.
Shiloh? Did you say Shiloh?
Yeah. That's what
oh, my goodness.
Daughter.
You know what? Shiloh, tomorrow, autumn, spring, winter, fall, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Where y'all at out there? Cause,
you know what?
Because we need to, well, apparently we're running out of names. You know, I mean, not really, Jaquanda, Yasmin, you know what, Red?
Now, when's the last
you know,
time you seen a Jaquanda?
Oh, the other day.
Stop it.
She's walking down the street trying to wave down
Stop
cars.
It. Stop
in some
it.
Flip-flop, and a tiny skirt, and a tiny tank top.
Whatever.
And she had on a dirty thong.
Stop it.
I'm saying, well, you asked the question.
How do you know it was dirty?
Yeah, she was showing it. You trust me, it was so filthy you can see it far away. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of course, she done had on the same thing for 4 or 5 days. You think it ain't dirty? Hell, the flies were going the other way. You know what I'm saying? The flies were going the other way.
Be nice.
I'm serious. Look, the flies were going, and then she had them buzzers circling. You know, buzzers using them circling around here, and they just circling. Because they say something dead around here. We need to find out what it is.
Awful. Awful.
I'm just saying.
Awful, boy.
I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's right. Just like them 50 and 55 year old man walk around here with braids in the hair, all that gray in their head, and got to have a tank top or, a wife beater on. Pants sagging down to the, who you trying to be young for? Don't nobody want your old behind? And then bad enough you walk around here with braids in your head, then you walk around outside 102 degrees outside and you got a freaking do-rag on. That don't make no sense.
Oh man.
That don't make no sense. And you think you fly. You look silly.
You know they look good. Why you hating?
Oh, okay. I'm hating, huh? All right, y'all. I'm hating because they look silly. And then to top it off, they riding a bicycle. And we not talking about a adult bicycle. We talking about one of them little kid bikes, you know, that they used to be jumping off the rails and stuff with.
Oh,
they riding around here. Yeah. Yeah, that what they riding around here. Talking about they look good. And got the nerve to be trying to yell at somebody. That's the funny part. I said, Lord have mercy, what is this coming to?
And let me guess, the girl they trying to holler at, she in a car.
Yeah. So now they trying to pedal as fast as they can to catch the car, hoping don't no more traffic come before it turn the corner.
Okay. They say, hey, girl, hey, can you put my bike in the back?
Hey, girl, can you help me get a real bike? I work for it. I'm telling you, just crazy. I mean, that's just the normal things you see.
Yeah.
You know,
you're right.
Yeah. And then some of y'all had them damn, let me stop. I ain't going to stop. Look, some of y'all got them dresses on. They so tight. Now, you know you got a good. You know you got a good. Put on the tightest thing you can find and walk around here like you think you cute. All that gut just in front hanging out. Oh, come on, please.
Now, I'm not
you know
gonna
what?
Lie. When I see that, I say, hey, that some people make poor personal choices. That's a poor personal choice right there.
No. You know what? That's why I say, ladies need that friend that's going to say, no, honey, no. You know, like the president have that no man. You know, some of y'all need them no friends. Them no friends, because when they know you got something jacked up on, no. But no, you got them, some of them got no friends. Be like, girl, you look good. Oh, yeah.
No,
she look
they
a hot
have
man.
That friend. They have that friend. It's called a mirror, and I'm pretty sure they look at it before they leave. But somehow that friend was off their meds. Oh, girl, go with it, girl. Go. You good. Go ahead.
Then got them bat wings on and all that dang
yeah.
on weed. And then you got some of those makeup on. You can't even see your face.
You got to talk about that for a minute. You got to talk about that because the girl that you described earlier, I mean, your literal description walked into my office yesterday. From head to toe. The weed, the bat wings, the outfit, the whole thing, bang. And had not a lick of sense in her mind. I'm like, oh, wow. I said, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All this time trying to, you know, achieve the cuteness, and you have no idea what the hell is going on. This is beyond frightening. It's ridiculous.
Let me tell you what happened to me the other day. I walked in Subway because I wanted me a sandwich, right? So they got this black girl back there, you know, and so, you know, she's standing there, and I'm standing there. So, you know, I'm waiting for her to say, may I help you? And she's looking at me all crazy. And so I'm looking at her. So we stand there looking at me, and she goes, may I help you? Can I get a sandwich? Bread, I tell her, cheese, toasted. I mean, just like, I'm looking at you mannish looking hoe. Why you messing with me today? It ain't to bother me. Just fix my sandwich and give me what I want. Because you about to get tore up in this stuff today. Then top it off, you got a dang ring in your lip. Tattoos all around your neck. Yeah. You talking about, thank you, baby. No. Don't be calling me baby because I ain't got nothing to do with your ragged behind. I ain't going to lie to you.
Oh, my goodness.
And she thinks she was cute. Nails all different colors.
Oh,
man. See?
And you're not going to tell her different.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Well, you can try.
But I'm going to tell her after she fixed my sandwich.
Yeah, let's make sure we get the sandwich first.
That's right. Yeah.
And Subway is one of the few places where they can just do you dirty because you're standing there looking. Other than that, I'm sure they would be like, okay, I got something for you with all that.
Look, some of the people be standing there looking, they still can do them dirty. They can do that. Because I done sat there and watched and thought of ways to do it. So I know if I done thought of them, some of them done it.
Okay. If you sitting in there thinking of ways to do people dirty in Subway in their sandwich, you really need to get a hobby.
That is a hobby. Thinking of things before other people do. So when I catch them doing it, I say, no. You got to be ahead of the game. See what's wrong with a lot of us when we wait? See, I try and be proactive. No, 21 years myself. I got to be proactive. I got to think of things that's going to happen before they happen, so I'll be prepared. That's why I take my medication, y'all.
And thank goodness for that.
You know what? I'm about to mute you.
Why I got to get muted? What I do?
Calling the host crazy. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Ain't nobody crazy out here.
Crazy. See, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna make this statement on your show, okay? Just so you know, from now on Fun Fridays, I'm gonna stop texting in and just go.
See, you know what? You must not say nothing right because it cut out on you. See, you're clowning again. No,
are you serious? No,
so
what
you
I
were
was
saying
must...
was,
what I was saying was, from now on, I'm not going to write in the chat room. I'm just call because sometimes with the delay, you're talking about something, but you don't always understand what I'm replying because you already have moved on to something else. And then when you read my reply, you're like, "What the heck is he talking about?" So I would just call from now on. I think that'd
you
be more effective.
You figured that out, huh?
You
figured that out.
You know what? Don't start with me. Because tonight I was doing my homework and listening to you and Joe talk about all the stuff y'all was talking about. Don't play with me. I'm a multitasker. Don't play with me.
You still doing your homework?
I'm finishing right now. I just finished right now.
Okay.
See, I'm talking.
Look,
who
look,
the fuck y'all feel like that?
Look, Joe old school, see, so I have to let Joe go.
But they have
to, yeah, you know, but I have to keep Joe on the right track because Joe gets serious, so, man, I have to bring him back up, you know, because he be killing the flow sometimes.
About to go somewhere, I was like, ooh, whoa, you about to get deep. See, he was like, I see you got some people in the chat room. I'm like, ooh, I can't engage right now. I can't do that. I was thinking, I'm trying to do this homework. He had me turning in my assignment late dealing with this. I'm like, no.
You know what? Speaking of homework, hey, y'all, I got a question. How in the hell some of y'all talking about college graduates and y'all can't even spell hi? I just want to know that. So what kind of degree do you have? Because apparently not the right one. You done did all these papers, but you got to call me talking about what size font I should use.
Oh,
really?
Man. Okay.
I know, right? I mean, what does that say, man, about the education
system? No, I'm just thinking about the people I go to school with, and it's frightening but true, because,
damn,
you know, the classes that I take are mostly people who already, you know, they like on their third career, and, you know, they got kids in college, and, you know, they just trying to do something to get out the house, or, you know, they have another job and all this stuff. And then when they submit assignments, you know, sometimes, you know how you pass it around the room for other people to read, you know, or whatever.
Right.
You read it,
mm-hmm,
stuff, you're like, where do you work again? Do you write stuff for them? I hope not, because if this is a couple of what you do, it's kind of scary where you work, because I can't believe you're about to turn this into the instructor with spell check and proofreading and all the stuff that's available. Really? That's the best we can do. Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Oh, they use spell check. They just didn't go back and proofread it. That's what it was.
It's,
like,
it's,
okay, that's
it's sad. It's
yeah.
sad. And I actually had a kid that works in my office that he was turning in a paper Wednesday morning. So
mm-hmm.
Tuesday he came to work because it's a work study job, so you can work and write. You can study if you got all your work done, you can study. So
right.
he comes to work and he says, hey, can you help me out with my paper? It's my final draft. Please don't write on it. I said, okay, first of all, when is it due? Oh, it's due tomorrow. I said, has anybody read it yet? No, you're the first person to read it. I said, so how can you call it your final draft if no one's read it yet? Oh, I know it's okay. I'm not worried about it. Okay. So I get it. He only had to write 700 words. Okay. That's all he had to do.
Uh-huh.
He was so focused on writing 700 words that his very first sentence, he misspelled San Diego.
Okay. San Diego is not a real easy word to spell now. What the saying
Are
is,
for
but Diego.
Stop it.
I'm trying to help him out.
Stop. And here's the worst part. Our school has this program called Smart People, and you take your paper and you insert it into the program, you upload it to the program, and it will check it for you for grammar, punctuation, all of that stuff, and it'll kick back a report to you along with your paper to say, this is what you want to change, this is what you want to look at, this is what you did great, this, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
He said, yeah, I ran it through Smart Paper, and it said it was fine. I said, or Smart People. I said, well, you need to go back and tell them to rename that program to Dumb Motherfuckers, because there's no way in hell This went through smart people, and they missed San Diego on the first two. I'm sorry. Can you cuss on your show? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Look, you know what it is? they was talking Ebonics at the time. That's what it was. It was slang.
It was ridiculous. I was like, what? I said, it's the first sentence. I said, I can't even get past the first sentence, man. I said, and you supposed to have to write on it? This is your first draft? I said, ain't no way. I said, I said, I need to shake your hand because you either Hemingway or Faulkner. Hell, you might even be Shakespeare because I don't know anybody who can write a paper in one draft.
I know, right?
I can write a paper in one draft, and I've been writing for years. I'm like, so let me shake your hand because I had never met somebody who could do it in one draft. And so 7 drafts later.
7?
It was good. 7. 700 words.
Wow.
7 drafts later, he was good to go. And I told him, I said, don't ever ask me to help you again. I said,
Nothing. Go ahead.
I told him, I said, if you can't respect the fact that you have no clue as to what you're doing, you're wasting my time. I said, you're not even trying. I said, I showed you one mistake 8 times, and you still keep making the same mistake.
That's right, because you were supposed to fix it. You ain't figured out one out?
You know what he told me? At this point, it's like 11:30. He said, are you going to be done by 4:30? I'm like, why? He said, because I'm leaving at 4:30. I said, okay, what are you doing this evening? Oh, well, nothing. I'm just going home at 4:30. I said, okay, I'm going to give you a paperback right now. I'm done with it, and here's why. It's called homework for a reason, because you're supposed to work on it at home.
Yes.
And this is coming off the Labor Day weekend. I said, so what did you do this past weekend? Oh, I went to the beach, and, you know, I kicked it with my boys. Oh, okay. And so you just thought that, you know, you was going to come in here and bombard my time with your bullshit homework. No, we're done. Here you go. And I gave it back to him. I said, no, that ain't even cool right there. I said, the paper I'm working on between writing your paper is due next week. It's not even due this week.
No.
Because I did my homework at home. Yeah.
Wow.
Fun times.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
That's what we're dealing with today. Those are the people that we're dealing with. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I mention he's a veteran? He's a veteran.
Now, why are you bothering the veterans? You know we got issues. Hell, you know. You know, he probably was a sergeant major, colonel, something like that. He was used to people doing it for him.
That is where you'd be correct. He came out of infantry and the Marines.
See?
That is where
you
are incorrect, my brother.
You see, Marines, infantry, that's just downright loopy. So, you know, he don't know what he's doing.
I tell you what, he likes to think that we don't understand the role or the game that he is playing. Because he'll come in there, and if you start talking about anything money-related, wide-eyed, bushy-tail, fully alert. When you start talking about anything that requires some work, ooh, I don't feel good. I got a headache.
No,
how much longer
no.
I got to be here? I'm like, are you serious? I was like, you need to go on the road then, partner. I said, because you ain't doing nobody any good in here with all that whining. It's not going to work.
Okay, you done got too heavy now. Let's go on somewhere else. Hey,
yeah.
You got too heavy now. I mean, you trying to bring the mothership down. I know it's getting close, but really?
Well, I didn't even have a drink when you took the break. I was home doing homework.
No, that's the best time to drink. That's when my mind functions the best, when I'm sipping a little bit. Shoot. I get them great ideas. I'm telling you, I get them great ideas. I put it on paper. I get an A every time. That's right.
Well, maybe you should be the smart people program.
No, that's okay. I don't even want to write my own paper. Let alone talk about helping somebody else.
Okay,
it's gonna cost you if you ask me. I'm even gonna lie to you. I'm telling you, $25 a page.
$25 a page.
That's right, because you're guaranteed A. You're guaranteed an A.
Really?
When I finish with it, guaranteed A.
Really?
That's right. I'm just that good at what I do.
All right, then go ahead, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, as long as I got me a drink.
So is that 25 plus your drink, or 25 is included with the drink?
No, 25 is included with the drink.
Oh, aren't you nice?
Yeah, because I'm going to buy a couple of bottles of Thunderbird and then some MD 2020 Orange Jubilee, and I'm good then.
Oh, my goodness. You and these bootleg drinks. What the?
Hey, that was sponsors my fun Friday, so.
Oh, hey, you know what then? Well, good on you. Good.
That's right,
because
next Friday, Fun Friday, is going to be sponsored by what? Boone's Farm.
No way. No way.
Yeah, way.
Okay.
We're going to do the Boone's Farm.
With that said, can I make a suggestion?
Okay.
Put your address for your donation on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
It'll always be on there. And then when I roll through the casino and play this free money, I can go ahead and hit you off with a donation.
Oh, okay. Y'all see that? Y'all hear that? So if y'all on my Facebook page. Okay. I'm saying. Now, I'm going to put my address on there for real. And you know what? Y'all better give me my dang on donation. Because I need some cable, y'all. I'm be watching these old raggedy channels. You know what I watched today? I watched Bonanza, Gunsmoke, Remin and Steel. Petticoat Junction, Beverly Hillbillies, My Three Sons, Bob Newhart,
what?
The Twilight Zone, and Perry Mason come on at 10:30.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, I forgot about Kojak and MASH.
Man. Oh my goodness. Yeah, hey, you got stuff over there better than that? Netflix.
Ah, Netflix. I don't know about Netflix. I got Netflix too. I just don't want to pay them. I'm telling
it's
y'all,
terrible.
Hey, I know. That's why I need free cable. Y'all supposed to be letting the president know about that. I need.
Okay,
y'all
so
need to
when
stop
I see him tomorrow, I'll tell him, please make sure Eric Jackson gets free cable, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate telling him I'm a veteran.
And he needs to send Michelle to your house.
Send who?
Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so,
I can get with that.
Those are two things. I'm not even going to ask anything for myself. I'm like, you know what? No. I don't want anything for me. I just want to make sure Eric Jackson gets free cable and Michelle pays him a personal
visit. Wait a minute. But you forgot the important part.
What's that?
Tell him you need to listen to my show and send his donation.
And that, too. Because he's asking everybody else for $5. He can't help a brother out with $5.
$5. That's all $5, y'all.
That's it. And wouldn't that be nice, $5 from the President of the United States?
Oh, that would be wonderful. I wouldn't even spend that for about 30 days.
Well, you got to make sure it's on clear.
Yes.
Because, you know, government, you know, they account ain't good, baby. So you got to make sure it's on clear. But, yeah,
no,
I got
no.
you.
Yeah.
But, yes, I will make sure that he understands need free cable and Michelle needs to pay a visit.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Can I do that?
What's his younger daughter name?
Which one?
The youngest one.
Well, Sasha.
Sasha? Yeah, tell him to send Sasha, too. I got a 9-year-old son. They get along fine. Hey, I
now,
gotta hook
minute.
Him up too.
Wait a minute. We can't do no presidential hookups now. What's up?
I might as well hook him up too. I mean,
oh
if he
my
only
God.
Look, if he, hey, can't say he ain't marrying into a quality family.
Oh my. Okay, so now I gotta change it. Need free cable and send your wife and your youngest daughter.
Yeah.
Come see Eric Jackson.
Yeah, come see two Eric Jackson. You know, see you in junior. So you won't have any troubles with the name. They the same.
Okay, you just say Eric if somebody won't answer.
That's right.
Oh, you are too much.
Wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, right. My gosh. Well, I'm
all right,
gonna
it's about that time.
So you can do your thing. But thank you so much for letting me share Fun Friday with you. And not sure if I'm going to be
doing
here next Friday, but, you know, I'm going to do my best. And like I say, from now on, I'm just going to call in, Facebooking, and we'll go from there.
All right. Cool. All righty.
All right, you be easy, man.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all. It's about that time. The mothership is about ready to land now. It's beginning to hover and going to hook up back to the wires in the ceiling. Yeah. Oh, man, this has been an outstanding ride. I don't know about y'all, but I had me a ball once again. And you know what? It's just fun, man. It's just fun. It's good to have something to relax on after the week that we have, you know? You know, you always got that ball that's in your face and been smoking cigars and cigarettes. And your breath just stink. So, you know, it's time you come home and relax. Because at least for 2 days, you ain't got to smell that stench. You know what I mean? Woo! All right, y'all. But, hey, what I want to say is thank you for listening. I appreciate your support. Hey, check me out Monday. All right, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the topic of the show is, when is the right time to start a relationship after a spouse has passed? So y'all got all weekend to think about that. I'm looking for some great support on there, okay? All right. So with that being said, hey, y'all have a great weekend. I love y'all. And I'll see y'all Monday. All right. All right. The mothership has landed. See ya.